Hello, I'm Julian Compton. This is number 0411, the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder, and it comes to you right now.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Now, it's time for an eclectic mix of interviews and some of the oddest news stories you'll ever hear. It's the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder.
Hey there, hi there, ho there! Peter Anthony Holder here with you, and yes, this is indeed another edition of the Stuff File program, number 0411. And coming up on this edition of the Stuff File program, Anson Williams of Happy Days fame, who's on the revival of the Battle of the Network Stars. He's also battling drowsy driving with a product called Alert Drops.
It's catastrophic in this country. It kills more people than people on drugs driving or drunk driving combined. I thought to myself, well, what if we can take a lemon, get the percentage of citric acid in a lemon correct, put in a little spray with spray drops, and just spray the middle of the tongue? Would that instantly wake you up and save your life? I talked to Dr. Heimlich about it, and he said, Anson, not only will it will work better than biting into a lemon. He said, brilliant, do it. So my business partner and I spent 2 years, and we created Alert Drops.
RVer Adam Doolittle has an article that features 30 amazing places in Canada. He also rates his favorite ice cream places across the country.
I think I still have to go with Cow's Creamery in Prince Edward Island. The big secret with them is they put, I believe it's 16% butter fat in their ice cream, which is pretty much more than anybody else does. So it gives it that extra creamy texture, probably a little bit more fat, but that's why it tastes so good. And they have a lot of different flavors. And if you've ever been to PEI, maybe even if you haven't, you probably see people walking around with Cow's Creamery t-shirts. They got all these punny t-shirts that are play on cows and stuff like that. And they're really cool.
Jenny Lynn offers tips on zero carbon summer travel that will save you money.
What Travelite did is part of Viridian. Viridian is actually a third-party green energy supplier. What they did is they wanted to revolutionize a new industry, like a travel industry, which was global, at least nationwide. And they said, this is the number one cause of air pollution. We're already in an industry to remove carbon pollution from the environment. So what they wanted to do is find a way to reduce pollution, save people money, and help third-world nations that are, you know, in energy-poor countries.
And we have lots and lots of Stuff File news and, of course, and idiot of the day. The guest later. The person who told you this was show number 0411 was Julian Compton, who is a commercial pilot for Air Canada. Thank you very much, Julian, for doing the guest slate on this edition of the Stuff File program and sounding very pilot-like, I may add. The only thing you didn't point out were some of the landmarks along the way. Thanks, Julian. And just remember, everyone, this is a program that is listener-supported, fan-funded radio that depends on you for our success. Join us at patreon.com to help make this show an even bigger and better radio experience. Well, let's get right to the stuff, shall we? A Polk County, Florida sheriff's detective was sitting in his unmarked patrol car outside a convenience store in Lakeland and happened to notice a man wearing baggy pants walking into the store. The deputy could see the man inside the store through the windows and watched as he started putting quart bottles of motor oil into his pants. Well, that's a different kind of lube, isn't it? Then he knocked a stack of DVDs onto the floor, bent down, and scooped those into his pants, too. The man then came outside without paying, so Detective Phil Ryan confronted him. Ryan ordered 38-year-old William Jason Hall to remove all the merchandise from his pants. It included 15 quarts of motor oil and 30 treasure hunt DVDs featuring the adventures of Lassie. Hall was arrested on theft charges. Okay, just how baggy were these pants? If you think you could hide 15 quarts of motor oil and 30 DVDs without being noticed. Wow. Let's just move along, shall we? A daycare in Shelton, Connecticut celebrated Father's Day by inviting the fathers of all the children to come to a party. Now, the children made Father's Day cards for their dads, and one of the 5-year-olds playfully grabbed the card that 33-year-old Lance Churchill got from his son and ran around the room with it, according to the resulting police report. And now that you know that there is a police report, you know that things escalated from there. Churchill was upset. The 6'4", 270-pound man chased the child down, picked him up, pinned him to the ground, and screamed at him, witnesses said. Daycare employees called the police, which Churchill welcomed. He asked them to arrest the boy for theft. Obviously, he didn't get his way, said Shelton Police Detective Richard Bango. Officers instead arrested Churchill, charging him with risk of injury to a minor and disorderly conduct. Well, you know, they were evenly matched, a 5-year-old in age versus 5 years old in maturity. And on a side note, how 1970s TV police show does the name Detective Bango sound? This is a job for Detective Bango. I could almost hear the wah-wah pedal playing on the soundtrack. Okay, it's time for the Darwin File, because as you know, the tree of life is often self-pruning. And as you also know, fame can be addictive, even fake, ephemeral fame like you get on YouTube. And in order to get that fame, people will do some really stupid things that they would otherwise never do. One such incident occurred recently in Minnesota, where a young man talked his girlfriend into helping him with what turned into a fatal prank. So, what would get a whole lot of views? 22-year-old Pedro Ruiz III decided the most outrageous thing he could do was to get his girlfriend, 19-year-old Mona Lisa Perez, to shoot him in the chest. Oh, he was going to take safety precautions, of course. His plan was to hold a book up against his chest while Perez shot him. The couple often play prank videos and post them on YouTube. In one of the videos, Perez tries to prank Ruiz with a sandwich filled with hot peppers, and in another, the couple detail their stay at a haunted hotel. But this time, Perez tweeted that the couple had agreed to carry out, quote, one of the most dangerous videos ever. Unfortunately, the prank went very wrong, and the bullet went through the book and into Ruiz's chest, killing him before he could be airlifted for medical treatment. The stunt might have even worked if Ruiz hadn't decided to use one of the most powerful handguns in the world, the .50-caliber Desert Eagle. It was not reported what book was used, by the way. Perez was charged with second-degree manslaughter. So, 22-year-old Pedro Ruiz III is no more, guaranteeing that there won't be a Pedro Ruiz IV. And finally, in this section of Stuff File News, before we get to our first guest, and still with online shenanigans, 33-year-old Rebecca Berger was a model and lifestyle blogger with about 200,000 Instagram and Facebook followers. She was making a whipped cream with a dispenser that pressurizes its contents with gas. The dispenser generated more pressure than it could take, and it exploded. A chunk hit Berger in the chest, killing her. Death by whipped cream. Live by the lifestyle content, die by the lifestyle gadget. Anyway, let's get to our first guest here on this edition of the Stuff File program, shall we? Anson Williams was best known as Potsy Weber on Happy Days, and he's back on the program with us. He's going to be part of the revival of Battle of the Network Stars on ABC, but Williams is also promoting something closer to his heart. That's the dangers of drowsy driving with a product called Alert Drops. Anson joins us on the line once again from California. Hi, Anson.
Hi there. Hi, great to be back.
Great to have you back on the program. Last time we talked about something entirely different as well. We talked about your cookbook, The Perfect Portion Cookbook. How's that doing, first of all?
Oh, it did very, very well. Yeah, I mean, it was really, really nice to see the success of that and how much people love the recipes.
Excellent. So now, and I'm going to get to Battle of the Network Stars in a bit, but now you've got something else that is, as I said, something that you're passionate about.
Yes.
And it's actually something you learned from your uncle, and I think some people will be surprised to find out who your uncle was.
Well, he's Dr. Henry Heimlich. He created the Heimlich Maneuver.
Yeah.
And he's been a very close friend for years and years. And he was instrumental in probably the most important product I've ever been associated with, called Alert Drops. And it all started, I think, 18 years ago. I was directing a show, and it was a very hard day, And driving back home, I literally fell asleep at the wheel and ended up in the Palmdale Desert up here in California. And I was so lucky I didn't kill myself. Bouncing around, but I everything was okay, but I could have easily rolled the car. And I talked to Henry about it, Dr. Heimlich, and he said, Anson, just bite into lemons. And he explained the sensory connection of tongue and brain. He said you have a lingual nerve on your tongue, and that lingual nerve is affected by certain tastes. One of the tastes is citrus and sour lemon. When it hits the top of the tongue, it doesn't even go in your system. When it hits the top of your tongue, the instant reflex reaction of your body is adrenaline. So it instantly wakes you up with nothing in your body. So I cut up lemons, and for years I kept lemons in the car, and if I felt drowsy, I'd bite into it. I was instantly alert. So years later, most like 2 years ago, I'm reading and researching and find out that drowsy driving, it's catastrophic in this country. It kills more people than people on drugs driving or drunk driving combined. 168 million drowsy drivers in this country. 168 million. So many innocent children, so many lives destroyed, maimed, killed, families torn apart, all from drowsy driving. And I thought to myself, well, what if we can take a lemon, you know, get the percentage of citric acid in the lemon correct, put in a little spray with spray drops, and just spray the middle of the tongue. Would that instantly wake you up and save your life? I talked to Dr. Heimlich about it, and he said, Anson, not only will it work, it will work better than biting into a lemon. He said, brilliant, do it. So my business partner and I spent 2 years, and we created Alert Drops. And it's been doctor recommended. The science, it's old science. As far as the reaction of sensory connection to tongue and brain, it's very old science. We created alertdrops.com. One little squirt on the tongue, and you are up and you are alert, and it is instant. It will save thousands of lives. In fact, Dr. Heimlich passed away in December, but one of my last conversations with him, he wanted to make sure that Alert Drops got out to everyone, and he said that that product will save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver.
So how do people get it?
What?
So how do people get it?
Oh, go to alertdrops.com. Alertdrops.com. It will give you all the information. It'll show you, you know, all the doctor's letters. It will show you the science, and it's also where you can get the product. This will save so many lives, I can't tell you. I am so passionate about this because it's unnecessary. In this crazy world right now with everything going on, it's nice to be able to do something positive that you know will take effect, that you know will make a difference. And anybody out there who has fallen asleep at the wheel, gotten drowsy, your children, your kids driving, your husband, anybody who knows anybody, make darn sure you go to alertdrops.com, get this product. It might save your life along with everybody else. It is so important, and it's so easy to not have a tragedy happen. It's unnecessary.
You were going to say something about Dr. Heimlich said something to you before?
Yes. Well, Dr. Heimlich said when I had the idea of like putting it in spray drops, I talked it over with him, and he said that it would work better, even better than biting into a lemon, because it's not what goes in your system, it's what goes on top of your tongue hitting that nerve. He said it'll be more direct, it'll be more widespread. He said it'll even work better, it'll even be more effective. And so we developed a spray, all natural, no caffeine, no stimulants, it's a lemon. And nothing goes in your system, and you spray this on your middle of your tongue, it goes to the lingual nerve, and you are awake and you are alert instantly. It will save your life.
Mm. I'm assuming this would be a, I mean, you mentioned the list of all the people who are potential drowsy drivers out there, but uh-huh. there's mm-hmm. one group that you didn't mention, and to me it seems like this would be a must for them, interstate truckers.
Oh, totally, 100%. Interstate truckers, medics, pilots, military, law enforcement, all those jobs where you're on the road, you're up for hours. You know, coffee doesn't make it. If you drink a cup of coffee, it takes 20 minutes to take effect, And if you drink too much, it, like, you know, really rattles your system. It doesn't really do the job. That's why we have this catastrophic problem. 168 million drowsy drivers plus. Coffee doesn't work. What works, and the only thing that works, is either biting into a hot pepper, which hits the lingual nerve, or sour citrus. That's it. That has a natural sensory connection of a reflex action of adrenaline that your own body creates instantly, safely, no caffeine, no stimulants, all natural.
And people can go and find more information by going to alertdrops.com, correct?
Yes, it's all there. Everything's there.
Excellent.
I'm saying if your young kids that are driving, it should be in their car. It should be with your husband. It is a safety precaution that you just need to have at your beck and call, because you never know.
Alertdrops.com. That's great to know.
Yes.
I got to ask you, I mentioned in the introduction that you're going to be on Battle of the Network Stars. Now, it hasn't aired yet, but I'm assuming you've already done it, so you really can't tell us anything about it because you can't give it away. But did you do Battle of the Network Stars back in the day when it was on ABC regularly, also many years ago?
That was so funny. On air, I kept looking at the camera. You know, for 40 years, I've been trying to get booked on this show. Yeah, finally came through, because I never got on the original.
You never got on the original?
It became a theme through the whole show. It took you 40 years, and, well, I won't go into the other stuff because you have to see it, but it became kind of a running gag that they didn't hire me the first time.
Well, that was an oversight.
I don't know, but it was fun. I had so much fun. It was so much fun. And guess who our coach was?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
That's amazing.
She is sensational. What a wonderful person. I mean, selfless, selfless person. Kind. Just such a great person to hang with. A lot of help as a coach. And just, I was just thrilled to be with her and to see what a great individual she is.
Again, you can't go into detail as to how it ends up because we have to wait and watch and see when it comes on the air. But going into it, before you competed, when you had an opportunity to look at the obstacle courses or look at the whatever skills you had to do in your battle, what was the thing you were most concerned about going into it?
Pretty much everything. And what's funny, I didn't even know really what events I would be doing till we got there. Because we knew the events, but it was two in this event, two. We choose different people to do different events at the moment. So I did, I won't go into what I did, but some came very easily and some came not so easily. Put it this way, I added a lot of comic relief to the show.
I'm sure you did. Anson, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll look forward to Battle of the Network Stars on ABC in July. Also, again, people should look for Alert Drops. They can go to alertdrops.com. I know you've been working as a director as well. Is there anything else you're working on that you have coming down the pike that we can look forward to?
The last show I directed on a regular basis was Secret Life of the American Teenager with Shailene Woodley.
Right.
I saw it. Like 5 years of that. Right now, things are in development, so we'll see what comes up.
Well, when something does come up and you got something to promote, will you come back on the program with us?
Thank you for the invitation. I definitely will.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. Again, people can find out more information by going to Alert Drops. And I thank you for being on the program with us once again, Anson.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Anson Williams. Again, the product he was talking about is called Alert Drops, and you can find out more information by going to their website at alertdrops.com. You can also go to my website at thestufffile.com, check out the show number for this program, which is show number 0411, and you'll find the link. You're listening to The Stuff File program with me, Peter Anthony Holder.
The Stuff File program is a listener-supported, fan-funded radio show that depends on you for our success. Join us at patreon.com to help make this show an even bigger and better radio experience. Sign up and find out about our rewards program. Being a patron doesn't have to be a long-term commitment.
There's absolutely no obligation. You could join today and end whenever you'd like. But the time we have your support would be so greatly appreciated. We'd also love to hear your thoughts about the show and even your ideas for rewards. Join us for the ride. Join us at patreon.com/thestufffileprogram. Listening to the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder. It's radio that's finger-licking good, if you're into that sort of thing.
And still to come on the program, we'll talk about some of the amazing places you can see in Canada. Also, we'll learn about zero-carbon summer travel. Plus, we do indeed have an idiot of the day coming your way, and lots more Stuff File news here on a program that is listener-supported, fan-funded radio that depends on you for our success. Join us at patreon.com to help make this show an even bigger and better radio experience. Okay, let's check the list of possible reasons for a flight delay in China. There's bad weather, crowded skies, and military drills. Well, let's add coin tossing to that growing list of reasons for China's notorious flight delays. Police took an 80-year-old woman away after fellow passengers reported that she was throwing coins at the plane during boarding of China Southern Airlines flight CZ380 on the tarmac of Shanghai's Pudong International Airport. The passenger, surnamed Qi, who has no prior criminal record or mental health issues, claims she tossed coins as a prayer for a safe flight, according to a statement by Shanghai police. It added that officers found 9 coins at the scene, including one that fell into the engine of the Airbus A320 aircraft, with others scattered on the ground nearby. The airline had to clear nearly 150 passengers from the full flight bound for Guangzhou, originally scheduled to depart at 12:40 p.m. To ensure flight safety, China Southern's aircraft maintenance staff conducted a thorough inspection of the engine, which concluded at 4:53 p.m. and cleared the aircraft for takeoff, the carrier said in a statement. The flight eventually took off at 6:16 p.m. and arrived at its destination more than 5 hours late. A police photo shows the total value of the coins added up to 1.7 yen, that's about 25 cents U.S., but local media estimated the cost of the engine inspection and flight delay could easily run into the thousands of dollars. You know, it's a good thing the police took that lady away, because could you imagine the reception she would have received from her fellow passengers if they saw her set foot back on that flight? She would have wished at that point that she had flown United. And police in suburban Detroit can skip barbershops as they search for a man who stole a hair growth product. The guy is bald. Dearborn police have security video of a bald man who is suspected of stealing Rogaine from a Walgreens store on June 22nd. Investigators say the man put 7 boxes in a bag and dashed. He was wearing a shirt that said Air Force Dad. Police Chief Ron Haddad says it's not the first hair-raising crime, but he wants the public's help. Police say the bald man could strike again because it takes many months of consistent use to grow hair. So, the police chief made a hair joke, did he? Why stop there? Dare I say, since the guy is still at large, would it be fair to say that the police are still combing the area? Yeah. You know on this program how we enjoy our truck spills? Well, here's the latest one. Authorities in Texas said a van crashed on a highway in the San Antonio area and released 30 snakes, a baby alligator, and a tortoise. Well, we know which one didn't get away the fastest, right? The Bexar County Sheriff's Office said the van blew a tire, causing it to roll over onto the access road. The Somerset Volunteer Fire Department said the animals released in the crash include venomous rattlesnakes, copperhead snakes, a large diamondback rattlesnake, and water moccasins. Animal Control and Texas Game Warden officials responded to the scene to recapture the escaped reptiles. The most recent update said 23 of the snakes had been recaptured, with one snake dead and the alligator is still on the loose. The driver of the van and a 9-year-old passenger were taken to San Antonio Military Medical Center. The animals and vehicle involved in the crash are privately owned, according to the sheriff's office. You know, I'm guessing when the tortoise was captured, it was right next to the truck, panting from exhaustion as it attempted to flee. A Bonita Springs, Florida woman was arrested after deputies say she hid a baggie of meth in her buttocks as she was being booked into jail. Deputies pulled over 30-year-old Summer Adamson after someone reported she broke their car window. A syringe and heroin were found next to Adamson inside the car. Deputies searched her when she got to the jail and say she grabbed the baggie, put it in her mouth, and started chewing. She faces several charges that include drug possession, smuggling contraband into jail, and tampering with evidence. She remains in jail on $22,000 bond. I'm guessing this is the kind of person who is never going to complain about the food she gets when she's in prison. And finally, in this section of Stuff File News, before we get to our next guest here on this edition of the Stuff File program with me, Peter Anthony Holder, a pair of women attacked a 64-year-old man with pepper spray Thursday night near a BART station in San Francisco and stole a bag, which contained the victim's laxatives. The irregular incident, pardon the pun, occurred around 9 p.m. when the man got into an argument with the two women, one of whom is estimated to be in her 20s and the other in her 60s. In the argument, as it escalated, one of the women pepper sprayed the victim and her accomplice snatched his bag full of laxatives. The woman fled the scene on foot. No arrests have been made. Well, I suspect if the women aren't on the run now, they will be soon. Anyway, let's get to our next guest here on this edition of the Stuff File program, shall we? As Canada celebrates its 150th birthday, it might be a good idea for Canadians and visitors to the country to check out some of the best locations across the land. Joining us on the line is Adam Doolittle. We have talked to him in the past. He and Kate McCallum are two former broadcasters from Eastern Canada who packed up and RV'd their way across the country. Adam wrote a two-part blog piece called 30 Amazing Places in Canada. I thought we'd have him on to share at least some of the top few. Adam joins us on the line via Skype from British Columbia. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being on the program with us once again. So I enjoyed reading your article. Now, I've been reading a few of your blogs, and this one just happens to be one that you did late last year, but considering it is the 150th birthday of the country, I thought it was timely to bring it back and share some of the stuff. So rather than talking about some of the obvious things like, you know, going to Niagara Falls or some of the other, or going to the Parliament buildings in Ottawa, I thought I would talk about some of the places off the beaten path since you traveled across the country in an RV. So what were some of your favorite places that you traveled across the country?
Well, out of all the stops that we did, you know, covering roughly 10,000 kilometers, the one that really stuck out to me more than anything was Quebec City, which was the first time either of us had been to Quebec City. You know, it's a city that's over 400 years old, so much history and culture there, and it was just amazing getting to go through old Quebec, you know, the old winding streets there, the cobblestones, you know, the Chateau Frontenac and whatnot. It was just... That was probably one of my favorite stops. When it comes to cities across Canada, probably that and Vancouver rate as my two favorite, like, larger cities. Otherwise, I'm trying to think. Out in Alberta was quite interesting as well. We kind of bypassed Calgary and stayed just a little bit north in Cochrane. And one day we enjoyed that town, had some ice cream at McKay's, which is one of the best ice cream spots you can get in Canada. Then we took a little bit of a drive out to Drumheller, which is kind of where the Badlands are. And we visited there and checked out the hoodoos, which it's kind of hard to describe. They're almost like giant mushroom looking rock formations. They're very, very awesome to see. But that was a really cool spot to see. And then being able to hit Jasper along the Rockies for the first time in my life was an incredible thing as well. It's an awesome park. We didn't have a chance to get down to Banff. That was the one thing that I wanted to do as well and was on the list. That'll be coming up hopefully in the future some point. And then getting out to our final destination on our journey, Tofino. You know, Tofino is a spot that you hear a lot about for many reasons nowadays. It's a huge surfing town, but a town that people are visiting year-round now to come and storm watch during the winter months, where you'll see huge swells and crashing waves, which are pretty incredible. And we've been here now for about 8 months, and it's an incredible spot that if you haven't been here, you definitely should come. It's a busy spot, especially in the summer now. It's kind of taken off. The town booms from 2,000 yearly residents to about 2 million people in July and August alone during the summer months.
Now, if people want to find out more information, by the way, they can go and see your website, which is fulltimecanada.ca. Those articles are there, and there are also pictures. And you started by talking about entering into Quebec and working your way across the country, but of course you are originally from back east, so let's not leave out that part of the world as well. I'm going through some of the pictures that you have in that article from late last year, and there are places on it like St. Anthony in Newfoundland, and you also have Fogo Island in Newfoundland, and some other really great locations that you travel to as well.
Yeah, we didn't get to those spots. These are I wanted to get to specifically, or will one day. And Fogo Island's one of them. We've been to Newfoundland before, but it's a pretty large spot. We didn't get a chance to travel around and see everything. But Fogo Island is one of those cool spots. There's a very modern, chic hotel there. But it's basically on its own little island just off of Newfoundland. And an interesting thing about it was, according to the Flat Earth Society, Fogo Island is actually one of the four corners of the Earth, which is kind of an interesting little story about Fogo Island. And then, yeah, St. Anthony, which is on the western or northwestern part of Newfoundland as well, is a great place to go and do some iceberg watching, which is one thing I didn't get to see when I was in Newfoundland, was icebergs. So one day, hopefully, that's the goal as well. And then the one place, in it's actually in Labrador, that I really the one place probably in all of Canada that I want to go to more, and it's because of their amazing tourism commercials that Newfoundland and Labrador do, is the Tornat Mountains National Park in far north of Labrador, which is actually a national park that you have to get permits to fly into, and then you actually have to have a park ranger with you at all times because of the risk of polar bears. So, but that's one of the places that I, more than anything, want to go in Canada.
Now, you've already alluded to it, and I've noticed in reading your stuff on your blog, you have a definite like for ice cream. So I think you alluded to one of the places you said was one of the best. So let's rate your ice cream places across the country.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you the top three. So I think it's pretty close, one and two, but I think I still have to go with Cow's Creamery in Prince Edward Island. It's you know, it's been around for quite a while, and the big secret with them is they put, I believe it's 16% butter fat in their ice cream, which is pretty much more than anybody else does. So it gives it that extra creamy texture, probably a little bit more fat, but that's why it tastes so good. And they have a lot of different flavors. And if you've ever been to PEI, maybe if you haven't. You probably see people walking around with Cow's Creamery t-shirts. They got all these punny t-shirts that are play on cows and stuff like that, and they're really cool. So that's number one. Number two, I would definitely say it has to be McKay's out in Cochrane, Alberta. Again, homemade ice cream that's I can't remember how long they've been around for. I want to say probably about 70, 75 years they've been in Cochrane, Alberta, just making ice cream, and it's fantastic stuff. And then I'm going to switch it up a little bit and give you a gelato entry. Here in Tofino, we have a place called Chocolate Tofino, and they make homemade fresh gelato each and every day. And they have this gelato that is actually, it's honey lavender. And when you think of ice cream or gelato, you don't really think of lavender as being a flavor, but it's made with local lavender and honey from here on Vancouver Island, and it is incredible.
Well, I was going to ask, because you didn't mention with the first two places, is there a particular flavor you liked?
When it comes to ice cream, I'm kind of one of those guys that likes kind of the crazier flavors, you know, mixing, you know, chocolate with caramel and sea salt and, you know, just different creations. So There's one that Cows has. It's called Mooey Gooey, and it's again playing on the cow puns and whatnot. But it's really fantastic as well. Oh, and I forgot one. I should actually add one in there as well. In Winnipeg, there's this place called Sergeant Sunday. I think that's right. And we went there right around Thanksgiving, and they had a pumpkin pie soft serve, and it was actually like pretty heavy doses of pumpkin puree ice cream, and it was incredible.
So it sounds like you have several places that you have crossed off your list and some places that you have not yet crossed off your list, but you're still, after all this time, discovering what this country has to offer, which is one of the things that shows you just how big this place is, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, when Kate and I decided to full-time RV across Canada, that was part of the reason we did it, was because our country is so massive and we wanted to take time and immerse ourselves in a lot of the places that we would travel to across Canada. And right now we've been in Tofino for a little while, and the goal is that we will travel around and spend more length of time in different places. You know, we've traveled for the most part right across the big cities and along the Trans-Canada. The goal, I think, for us next is when we do a big Canadian trip again, is to get a little bit more up into the north. And I really want to get to the Yukon quite a bit for many reasons. You know, seeing the Northern Lights for the first time dance across the sky would be pretty incredible. Also, it'd be great to check out their national parks up there, which are pretty beautiful and as wild as you pretty much can get in Canada. But there's also this place called Dawson City, Yukon, and it's actually kind of been in the news lately because they have this place, this saloon, this old style saloon, where people go to drink this sour toe cocktail, where there's a mummified toe drink basically, and your lips are supposed to touch the toe when you have this drink. But some guy from Quebec just recently stole the toe, but he returned it. But that's kind of been in the news lately. But that's one place I want to check out too, is Dawson City, Yukon, and I've heard lots of great things about the Yukon. So it's the one place on our side of the country now, here on the west, that I really want to get to, is get up north a little bit and check out some of that stuff.
Well, you certainly have a way of writing about this, and it's fun to read, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of the other places you're going to get to go to, and I hope you'll come back and share some of your adventures about RVing and country in the future.
Oh, absolutely, and that's the thing. We're always doing something new, always trying to discover new things, and we'll always be happy to share them, that's for sure.
Thank you for being on the program with us once again, Adam.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Adam Doolittle. You can check out his website at fulltimecanada.ca. You can also follow him on Twitter at fulltimecanada. And if you check out the show number for this program, which is show number 0411, you can also find the link to their site and the link to that article that we were talking about that he wrote. You're listening to the Stuff File program with me, Peter Anthony Holder.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Americans may be divided on a lot of political issues these days, but a recent survey reveals there's at least one thing most of us agree on. Government is broken. According to a new nationwide poll, 83% of all voters agree with the statement, government is broken. That includes 80% of Republicans, 85% of Democrats, and 87% of independents. So, we all agree about the problem, but how about the solution? Well, I hope Washington is listening, because there's agreement on that, too. We want government to cut bureaucracy. According to the survey, 68% of voters agree that because of too much red tape, government department heads lack the authority to make decisions based on common sense. Let's be fair. This survey shows that voters of all political stripes have lost faith in an overly bureaucratic government. We want more simplicity and common sense. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Coming to you from the outskirts of sanity, this is the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder.
And still to come on the program, we will talk about zero carbon summer travel. Plus, we do indeed have an idiot of the day, as we always do to end the program. Stick around for that a little later on. And we have more Stuff File news to get to as well, here on a program that is listener-supported, fan-funded radio that depends on you for our success. Join us at patreon.com to help make this show an even bigger and better radio experience. And
be a patron of the show and find out about our rewards program. And I'd also love to hear your thoughts about the Stuff File program and even some of your ideas for rewards. So come on, participate and join us for the ride. Visit patreon.com/thestufffileprogram and be part of the Stuff File Nation. Well, if you want to see the difference between urban and rural living, then look no further than this story. Officials say an altercation over a dead raccoon led to Sunday shooting in rural Mason County, Washington, and they're still looking for a person of interest in the shooting. Lieutenant Travis Adams with Mason County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday the strange incident started as a man was walking along Highway 3 north of Allen, dragging a dead raccoon behind him with a rope. The man had earlier found the raccoon, which had been hit by a car, and wanted to use it as bait for some type of crab pot. He didn't want to smell its pungent stench, so he was dragging it about 15 feet behind him. Some people driving by in a white SUV saw the man and thought he was dragging a dead dog behind him. This upset them, so they pulled over and angrily confronted the man. At about that same time, one or more people in a black pickup drove by and also had the same false impression that the man was dragging a dead dog. They joined in the altercation. Then one of them pulled out a gun and opened fire at the man with the dead raccoon. The man was struck twice in the leg. The occupants of the white SUV and the black pickup then left the scene. The pickup struck the man, who was shot as it sped away. Deputies later tracked down the people in the white SUV, and they are cooperating with the investigation. Detectives are still looking for the person suspected of opening fire. He was in the older black Ford F-150 pickup truck, and it had a canopy on it. A white dog was believed to be inside the pickup during the shooting. Adams said he has never seen or heard of an incident like this one before in all his career as a law enforcement officer. I've been doing this for 21 plus years, and I've never quite heard the raccoon being dragged down the road story before, so it's a new one for all of us, Adams said. The victim, who was shot, is expected to recover. No arrests have been made yet. You know, these are never the kinds of stories that they write rap songs about. Never. I'm just saying. We got one more Stuff File story to share with you before we get to our next guest here on the Stuff File program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. A Florida man spent 90 days in jail after police officers who stopped him for driving without headlights said white powder found in his car was cocaine. But Carlos Cash walked out of jail last week after lab results determined the powder in the handyman's car was actually drywall. Cash tells WFTV he repeatedly told officers the substance was drywall, but after running a check, they found he was on probation for marijuana and cocaine charges in 2015. Cash says a canine alerted on his vehicle and an officer's field test was positive for cocaine. Court records show he was denied bond because he was accused of violating probation. It took nearly 3 months for lab test results, which were negative for cocaine. Oh, I'm guessing the 90 days he spent in jail will be like winning the lottery, because you can be sure lawyers are lining up to represent him against the state. His name is Carlos Cash, but he'll be flush with cash for a different reason, I'm sure. Anyway, let's get to our next guest here on this edition of the Stuff File program, shall we? Traveling light used to mean cramming clothes into a carry-on bag to avoid baggage fees, but this summer it means something more. More travelers are helping to literally light the world in third world nations, while the travelers themselves save big bucks on their travel costs and offset their carbon emissions. Jenny Lin is a member of the travel website Viridian and owner of its Travel Light franchise, and she joins us on the line right now from Massachusetts. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, how are you?
Just tickety-boo. Thank you very much for doing this. So how exactly does this work? Because you've managed to save thousands of dollars in your own travel, but you're also helping the planet at the same time, correct?
Absolutely. So what I'd like to expose is kind of a little dirty secret of the travel industry that we found out is that you know, most people when they book travel, they'll go to a public website like Priceline or Expedia or Travelocity, and, you know, there's tons of them out there now, Booking.com, Hotels.com. Everybody's out there saying, we got the best price. But what we found out, and this is through research, is that all of those companies are actually owned by Priceline and Travelocity. So this kind of collusion that you're getting the best price, and what they actually did is they regulated that industry so that they're all bound by something called price parity, which means, like, if you'll go on Priceline and you'll see that they're virtually all within, like, a dollar or two each other, there's really no saving. So, again, those big companies actually pay billions of dollars a year in advertising fees. And then what happens is we, the consumers, we absorb those costs as part of the profit margin. So that's why we're paying what we're paying as a public price. So what Travelite did as part of Viridian, Viridian is actually a third-party green energy supplier. What they did is they wanted to revolutionize a new industry, like a travel industry, which was global, at least nationwide, and they said this is the number one cause of air pollution. We're already in an industry to remove carbon pollution from the environment. So what they wanted to do is find a way to reduce pollution, save people money, and help, you know, third world nations that are, you know, in energy poor countries.
Okay, so how do they go about, let's talk about the pollution angle of it. How do they go about cutting down on one's carbon footprint, for instance?
Yep, so basically what our system is designed to do, it's a membership site. So the reason why we're able to save consumers so much money, to consumers and travelers like myself, is that it's a private website. So instead of paying, you know, the billions of dollars on the marketing side of it, it's basically spread through word of mouth. So people such as myself, like happy travelers who save money, can just spread the good word. It's called our Karma program. But basically what the company does is, like I said, first and foremost, Viridian has been a pioneer in the green energy industry, so they're bettering renewable sources of energy, saving about 1 billion pounds of carbon a year through, when people choose them as a third-party energy supplier for, like, gas, solar, or electric. So, again, how they save people with the travel side of it is that basically our system, whenever you book travel through our portal, which basically has all the functionalities, all the capabilities, and then some of all the public competitors, except we have a price match guarantee that will beat them by 10% at least. So we have a best price guarantee. But what they do is when you book the travel, it'll actually tell you, okay, your trip will cause about this many pounds of carbon pollution. So what our company does is we pool some of the money to fund carbon offset projects. So basically what happens is the carbon pollution is neutralized. So we in essence call it zero carbon travel. So for the first time ever in history, you're now going to leave the planet as clean as you found it. And those carbon offset projects are things like reforestation, planting trees, or funding solar farms. Because, again, basically, that there's no way that travel is not going to cause carbon pollution until we get hybrid planes. But basically, it cancels it out because as much carbon pollution is going to be caused, we plant enough trees and do enough solar farms to pull that carbon back out of the environment or prevent it from being in there in other ways.
You know,
it's amazing.
What sounds very interesting about this whole thing is when one thinks of doing things that is cleaner for the planet, buying products that are better for the planet, in most cases, we're talking about things that, because the people who are doing this are very committed to working on saving the planet, don't mind spending a little more. But in this case, you're talking about something that people can do to help save the planet, which is actually saving them money at the same time.
Absolutely, and that's why this is, like, basically a triple win, is because, again, anybody who's a customer of Viridian, whether they're a Travelite member or a green energy customer, basically our company funds to light a family's home in an energy poor country for a day. And like I said, we're trying to aim for about 1 million people in 2017, and we're, you know, a rapidly growing company, you know, going from just, you know, 17 regulated states in the U.S. to nationwide. This just launched in December, but like I said, it's going to be giving Expedia a run for its money, because when people start catching on to the fact that, again, they're now able to save up to 50% or more on, you know, hotels, car rentals, cruises, flights, not so much because that's a regulated industry, but what we do get is rewards points that we can use basically like cash, you know, a cash, basically like a rebate on the back end that you can use towards the purchase of future travel. But basically we have two programs. There's a Karma program, which is free. You could just literally go to www.travellight.com/Jenny, and that's TravelLight.com/JenNnie. If you go to that website, there's a video that says, see how that works. It will literally show you exactly what I'm explaining to you in a more comprehensive manner. where you can see the impact this is having on a global scale. But we have two programs. One of them is free, so somebody can become a Karma member, and they can have instant savings on hotels and car rentals. Or if they want to become a member, you now have access to the full portal, and you get all the savings that I just mentioned with, you know, hotels, car rentals, cruises, any types of vacation packages. And there's also like an online shopping mall. You can get gift cards in there. There's a lot of perks. But basically, you could do one of two things, but it'll actually show you what you save if, like, if you're a Karma member. But basically, what the best thing to do is just go in there and price compare. Just see what you could save. Next time you travel, become a member. At least it'll give you some alerts. It'll give you some comparison points. But just knowing that, you know, everybody recycles, and they really don't – they just kind of do it just because it's habit. You know, they're doing good for the planet recycling. But this is so much more impactful than recycling even because, again – that's the number one cause of air pollution, even more so than homes and businesses. So if people are, you know, really environmentally conscious and just want to have an impact on the world in more than one way, then obviously it's going to keep more money in your pocket. You got to check out Viridian Travel. Like I said, that personal link of mine will give you access because it's not something they can just go and Google and try. You have to be through, like, a customer like myself. Plus, the great thing is when you become a member, if you just share, you know, with four friends and they become members, they'll actually waive your fee. So it pays to help spread the good word for everybody. So it's a great program that they've started here.
Excellent. Now, I understand you travel a lot, and I believe, according to the statistics I've seen here, you yourself have saved like $6,000 in your own travel costs since December?
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. My fiance and I, we travel a lot because we're both, you know, serial entrepreneurs, so we're traveling at least on a monthly basis, if not more. So basically, you know, we're always looking for bargains and ways that we can cut costs, and obviously, you know, we joined this company and we're very energy conscious and environmentally conscious. So I'll give you an example. We were at a hotel in Toronto. I know you're up in Canada, but we went up to meet Bob Proctor. We actually work with him. And we stayed at the Westin Prince Hotel, and it was just over $200, you know, for even a room block. And so we booked that. But then when it came out in December, we had to go back to Toronto in February for a training. So we said, all right, let's use this. So we have a personal concierge when you're a member. We called up the concierge. We said, we want to stay here for another week. We got it for literally 50% off. It was just about $100 a night, including the taxes. So that's what I'm saying is, like, the savings are real. Like, this is money in your pocket. You know, I just literally saved $700 off a hotel booking. Like, so that's unheard of because sites like Expedia, Priceline, Travelocity, Hotels.com, Booking, Orbitz, Trivago, they can't even touch this because, again, they're spending the money on advertising. They have to make their profit margin. But since Travelite is basically being smart by making this a private website by word of mouth, it's going to spread like wildfire virally through happy customers. So again, they're saving people money. People are going to be happy. It's just like if you got a nice restaurant, you'll say, hey, check this out. It's great food. It's the same concept. Knowing that this company has such a strong social purpose as well is only going to help their cause because this company is the type of one that they'll go around to, like, you know, countries in Africa where they'll put in solar-powered merry-go-rounds that fund little solar lamps for the village people because they don't have electricity. So they're making a huge impact in so many ways. And like I said, just supporting their mission allows them to invest back into the globe. And like I said, our CEO, Michael Falkless, got the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award in 2015. So it's like, who's the next Google? They see that this company is doing great things for the world, great things for consumers. They're revolutionizing yet another industry. Like, this is huge. If people just realize the impact of air pollution alone, you know, that what it's causing, you know, to our environment, climate changes, and just, you know, we don't really think much about air because we can't see it, but we are affected by it. So if everybody just became a little bit more conscious, wanted to save some money, go to that link, www.travelite.com/Jenny, and like I said, at least sign up for Karma. At least see what you can save, you know, for not having to pay anything. But when you want to invest in a Travelite membership, it's going to pay for itself and then some.
Sounds fascinating. Jenny, I thank you very, very much for taking the time to be on the program with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on here, and thank you so much for allowing me to share this message with your listeners.
Jenny Lynn from Travelite. You can go to my website at thestufffile.com, check out the show number for this program, which is show number 0411, and you'll find links to Jenny's site. You're listening to The Stuff File program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Time now for the Idiot of the Day.
And now it's time for the strange things adults do. The Stuff File presents the Idiot of the Day.
A couple used counterfeit bills to buy $780 worth of merchandise from Victoria's Secret and then tried to return the items later that same day. The couple, which used fake $150 bills to buy the items earlier in the day, returned around 4 p.m. to try to return the goods. The employee didn't have $780 in the drawer at the time and gave the woman back $350 using the same counterfeit bills passed earlier by the couple. According to the report, the woman looked at the bills and said, "These are fake!" When the employee said she was going to call police, the unknown man and woman left the store. Police are investigating and took the remaining counterfeit bills as evidence. Now, why, oh why, would you pass out large counterfeit bills when making a purchase? Then, when you go to return the merchandise, complain about receiving the same fake bills as part of your refund? One reason, and one reason only, you're an idiot!
Gee, I'm only a kid, but even I know you're an idiot.
And that's it for this edition of the Stuff File program number 0411. Hope you enjoyed it. The website is thestufffile.com, and once again, stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H, where you'll find information and links on all of our guests by going to the weekly Stuff File page. Just look for the corresponding program number, and once again, that's 0411. Email me at peter@thestufffile.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter as P.A. Holder, and don't forget to check us out on patreon.com, where you can become a patron of the program. Hope to see you back here for our next show on the air, online, or as a download. We're coming to you from everywhere, including CyberStationUSA.com, GDPR Revolution 99, KDXRadio.com, AirChecker, Canada's number one radio source, PCJ Radio International and its partner stations, TrueTalkRadio.com, downloaded on iTunes, streaming on Stitcher, and over the air on World FM in New Zealand, MediaCore in Singapore, and WSTJ in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. That's it. Bye-bye.
Been getting jiggy with Peter Anthony Holder and the Stuff File program, a presentation of Flying Fish Communications. He's a bad mamma jamma, and after he spends some chill time in his crib, he'll be back to get down with his bad self. Word up.